de Bijbel zegt in Deuteronomium hoofdstuk 32 vers 11 tot 12. Als een arend die zijn bloedsel opwekt over zijn jongen, zweeft zijn wieken, uitspreidt en een opneemt en draagt op zijn vlerken. Zo heeft hem de Heere allen geleid en geen vreemde gat stond hem terzijde. Station Joshua, broeder Cecile, bedankt voor de fijne uitzending. Radio Joshua gaat door tot 12 uur. Zuster Bonse, goedemorgen. Zuster Iris, Sherilyn en een ieder die luistert. Zuster Henna, good morning. Sonja, goedemorgen.
Glad when they said to me, come and let's go up to the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said to me, come to the house of the Lord, standing here in your gates
of the righteous of the Lord.
Says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth.
In name of
We've been praising the Lord from Jerusalem, and we've been giving him the praises here. But God wants all of Israel to bless his name, amen? So tonight, we're going to offer this one to him. Tel Aviv style.
Raise the Lord. Goedemorgen, luisteraars. U luistert naar de uitzending van Joshua Radio. Ja, prachtig gezongen door Ada, hier bij Joshua. Vader, in de naam van Jezus, we dragen deze uitzending aan u op. En we bidden, Heer, voor de leiding van uw geest, Heer. En we danken u voor de afgelopen avond, Heer, en ook voor deze dag. We dragen ieder aan u op, Heer. Wees met ons, Heer, in de naam van Jezus. Dank u, Heer. Halleluja. Amen. Ja, lieve mensen, ik ben Wilfred Held, voorganger van de New Birth Christian Faith Center. En ik groet u in de wonderbare naam van Jezus. Laten we luisteren naar het volgende lied. Gezongen. Telefoonnummer in de studio is 020 672 6-7-2-2-0-20. 6-7-2-2-5-3-2.
I don't want any self to be on display. Reach out and touch somebody today. Convict somebody today. Even, yea, God, as they listen to this album, I pray that they shall be convicted right now and say, what must I do to have what those people have? What must I do to receive that same salvation? Right now, Lord, you're in control. This is your recording. This is your album. These are your people. And we're in your hands. And somebody just say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, say, praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to ask you, if you will, this morning to turn with us to the book of St. John, the 4th chapter. And we're going to read just a little bit from the 4th verse. St. John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that is in you,
yes,
than he that is in the world.
Amen.
And I want you to look at your neighbor this morning, catch him by the hand. Some of you haven't even spoken to each other since you've been here. And say, neighbor, wake up, sleeping giant. Don't you know you're the greatest? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, our text this morning is going to talk about us being the greatest. Amen. Because we've been letting the devil trample us down just a little bit too long. One thing I want to start off by letting us know today is that we're going to all have some stumbling blocks and some trials in our lives, praise God. It doesn't matter whether you're a bishop or whether you're an evangelist or whether you are a missionary, or apostle, layman. Praise God, none of us are exempt from going through some things. Oh yes, we have periods of sunshine, but sometimes it just seems like the sunshine doesn't last long enough for us to be free of our tensions and our strains. And many of you that have come over to the Lord came over on this side thinking that all of my trials are over now and all of my tests are over. The devil done beat you upside one side of your head and down the other while you out in the world. And you say, I'm going over here and have peaches and cream. And when you have that attitude, when you know anything, praise God, the devil is taking advantage of you because you got your guards down. Praise God. And if you're not careful, some people, he'll turn them against the church. And he has even been known to turn some people against God himself because they blame God because they have to go through some things. Praise God. But I'm reminded of 2 Timothy 3:12, where it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ must suffer persecution. Praise God. So what is the answer to a life filled sometimes with more clouds than sunshine, or to a life sometimes filled, praise God, with more tensions than joy? Praise God. And the secret is in this one thing that we've got to learn as people of God. The secret is in knowing. You got to know in whom you believe. In knowing that peace does not come from outward sources. In other words, you may have the baddest Cadillac and you may have the finest mansion, praise God, may have so many rooms that you have to use an intercom to talk to one another, praise God, and may have diamonds on all 5 fingers or all 10 fingers, praise God, but praise God, you may not be able to sleep at night. So what good is the diamonds and the furs and things if you don't have any peace of mind? So the answer to life's mountainous roads of difficulty is in getting an understanding, praise God. Where there is no understanding, there is no peace. Where there is no understanding, there's just total confusion.
Proverbs 4:7 said, wisdom is the principal thing. We all seek to have wisdom, praise God. Therefore, it says, get wisdom. So ain't nothing wrong with getting a little wisdom. But he said, and with all of your getting, be sure you get an understanding. And I want to impress upon you today, praise God, that knowing and seeing are two different things. And the people of God are getting those two words confused, praise God. I want you to know that it can be deceiving what you see. Because seeing is outward and knowing is inward. Praise God, St. John 3:11, Jesus spoke to us and told us to speak that which we know. But people are getting carried away with speaking what they think they saw. I saw him sitting close to her, and so therefore I assume that they must be having something going between them, and that's not necessarily so. Praise God, I'm reminded of a situation where a man was in a store and this woman had gotten herself a bunch of groceries and was getting ready to come out of the store and was stumbling in front of a truck. And as she was about to stumble, this man caught her and helped her from getting killed. The woman was so elated and so excited that she grabbed him around the neck and she hugged him. And about this time, Mrs. Jones, his wife, is driving by. Praise God. And when he gets home, praise God, all he could see was rolling pins going upside his head. Amen. And the argument went on, and finally, Mr. Jones had to leave because he couldn't stay with her any longer. Praise God. Now, a couple of weeks later, Mrs. Jones is in the same store, and this same woman who had been told that this was Mr. Jones' wife dashed up to her and hugged her around the neck and said, I'm so thankful to your husband because had it not been for him, I would be dead today. She reaches into her purse and hands her $100 and says, I want you to give this to Mr. Jones and tell him how much I appreciate him. And the minister that was telling the story said, Mrs. Jones fainted right there on the spot. Now, she didn't faint because the woman gave her $100. She fainted because what she saw was deceiving and made her lose her husband. Oh, somebody ought to say praise God. What am I saying to you today? I'm telling you that we as people of God have to walk by faith and not by sight. When we walk by sight, that's when the devil tells us that you can't pay your tithes this week because you got a high gas bill coming in. Praise God. It was just a few weeks ago that I had a mammoth gas bill. Praise God. And the Lord had laid upon my heart to give a sizable contribution to the radio ministry. And the devil was telling me, you can't afford that because you got to pay this, that, and the other. I paid that vow that I felt led to give unto the Lord. And that $496 gas bill came back marked zero. We owe you $96. Somebody said praise God. Amen. Now the amount the Lord told me to give was $400. The gas bill was $496. Praise God. So God wiped that out and made him give me $96. Somebody said praise God. You see, God knew from the very beginning that if we had to walk by what we see, it would be too terrible for us to bear. Because, praise God, the visible is always so confusing. Praise God, but we have got to get the faith of God working in our lives. For without faith, we would not realize that the mountains, which are elevations and bounties, and praise God, underneath the mountains many times, we find diamonds and gold hidden beneath the foundations. But if we just look at the mountain as an obstacle, we'll never find the gold that's under the mountain. Somebody said, thank God. And if we did not have the faith of God, we would not see the mighty rivers as being vehicles through which the ocean transports water in order to quench the thirst of millions and millions of people all over the world. Praise God. So I'm here today to tell you, some of you all that have been down and out, and some of you all that have been up and out, you got to learn to not let what you see block your path. You've got to learn to step over your stumbling blocks. Praise God. I've been reminded of how that some years ago, some engineers had a vision. They wanted to build a turnpike linking Philadelphia to Pittsburgh. Now, don't you know, if they had looked at the Allegheny Mountains and said, man, ain't no way we can get this highway built from Pittsburgh, praise God, to Philadelphia, because you've got the Allegheny Mountains anyway. But somebody looked beyond the mountain, praise God, like Jesus looked beyond our faults one day and said, I believe, man, we can go through the mountain. And so they made a tunnel going through the Allegheny Mountains. Somebody say glory. And thus linked a highway from Philadelphia to Pennsylvania, to Pittsburgh, rather. And then another one, praise God, looked at the great bodies of water. And used to be a time when they had to have a boat from one place to another. But one of them said, listen, I've got a vision, and I believe we can go across the water. And so therefore, they built bridges linking various cities one to another, praise God, and thus came some more great highways, praise God, and that's what God is doing today. God is building bridges and linking blessing to blessing. My God, deliverance to deliverance and healing to healing. Somebody say praise God. So whatever your stumbling blocks are, whatever the troubles you've been going through, whatever your disappointments, today when you leave here, you're going to be able to step over them and take your promised land by faith. Praise God. Oh, yes, I admit sometimes that it appears that our problems are much bigger than we are. Praise God, but we've got to remind ourselves that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That's the reason I'm telling you today, whether you believe it or not, you're the greatest. Somebody say hallelujah. You're greater than the devil any day. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. But I want you to know that you are a sleeping giant until you come into the realization of what God has done in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. Because in Acts 1 and 18, he said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And when you got that power, you became the greatest.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. You are asleep to the power that's in you. The Holy Ghost is manifested in you. The Holy Ghost is manifested through you. My God, so all you got to do is wake up and find out who you are and stop running from the devil, because you've got something greater in you than anything that's in the world. You got something greater in you than any trial that's in the world. Hosea 4 and 6 said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Without knowledge of who you are and what you are and what you have in Jesus and what you can do through Jesus, the devil will beat you down to a frazzle. He'll have you always crying. He'll have you always walking down Pity Avenue. But I want you to hold your head up today. You are the greatest.
Halleluja, dank u Jezus. Wat een woord. Dank u Heer.